Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Nobody Panic, the first one we haven't done live in ages. I'm Stevie and Tessa is sick.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Go on, tell everyone about... Yes, there we go. She's got a chest infection?
No, I don't think I'm...
Cold.
I think it's somewhere between... I think it's the flu.
See, that will mean a cold because people think the cold's just like really fine. Like, oh, but it's not. Colds are horrific. But flu is you literally can't get out of bed and you're like being sick and you're shaking.
Yeah, all right.
What clue? About?
Yeah, clue. I've got the clue.
I've got flolled.
Yeah, flolled. I'm somewhere, yeah. I've got a cold, but I'm also feeling very sorry for myself.
You don't look great.
I know. I know.
But good, you're dressed well, which is, that's a real boon.
I've got that sort of, I feel like muscle entropy, like when Neo comes out of the pod in The Matrix.
Oh, and he's got no eyebrows.
Yes, but also he's never used his muscles before.
That's, so that's the bigger takeaway.
That's the main takeaway.
I was just like, Keanu Reeves looks weird without eyebrows.
I didn't even notice the eyebrows.
Yeah, he has no eyebrows.
Gosh, I must check again.
Always
has he
worth
got any hair?
Watch. No, he's completely bald the whole time.
And the eyebrows were your main take home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Yes, I feel like that. Just like so limp and weak. And I'm aware of like, I look unbearable.
You don't look unbearable. You just look slightly ill.
Thanks.
That's fine. Nah. I mean, I've passed at least 20 people that look way worse than you just coming here.
I gave some of my I took a whole toilet roll out with me today and I gave some of it to two people on the bus.
That's nice.
So we're all in
Everyone's
it together.
Everyone's ill.
Yeah.
I'm not ill. I'm fine. The reason, I mean, I don't know how we came to this week's topic. It's how not to go mad when you're sick. I don't know how we even... considered that. Tess has been sending me some fascinating WhatsApps over the last 24 hours. She's clearly been alone and and really and sick. But also actually we had an email
by
Florian Mariel, the
what
best name,
name
ever. I know, so gorgeous.
Florian.
And Florian, she said, so basically she's had a similar thing. She was like lying in bed, feverish, feeling sick, wondering like how not to panic when you're feeling sick. Not sick as in like you've got, I guess, you know, this is for, we are talking colds, we're talking flus, we're talking things that will clear up, maybe a chest infection, things like that, rather than real bad medical ailments. If you've got a cold,
maybe we use one called like how to survive the flu, or like how to survive the winter
yes.
The winter cold.
Winter cold's difficult because it's September.
This is the point where everyone gets their like freshest flu. And
oh, okay, sort of freshest flu. Yeah, okay, mildly sick. We will figure it out. We'll figure it out. Before we do, though...
Tell me what she says?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I wasn't going to read the whole email.
Yes, please.
Found myself lying in bed feverish and feeling sick, wondering if there are any tips on how not to panic when you're feeling sick. She's drained herself a bit because of work and travels, and now she's forced to slow down, but she finds it quite challenging to be sick while living with someone.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Especially if it's your boyfriend and you don't want to give him your cold, but in the meantime, you'd like some space for yourself to rest, please. she just hopes that we can help out. I feel the same. I think the only worst thing than being sick is being sick next to somebody who is trying to quarantine themselves while simultaneously look after you, but they can't come too close. Then you feel both disgusting and you just want to be alone, basically.
Yeah, I think the message to the carer, because when you are the carer...
Again, we're talking about cold and flu here.
Okay, when you are when you are looking after somebody who has a cold, you want to just like... you know.
Yeah, come on.
No, that was the opposite, actually.
You slapped the plot.
No, I was gently touching and saying, well done.
Yes, okay.
Come on, and hug them and make them tea all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to be useful because they're having such a rough time.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you are the sick person, you're just like, get out.
Yes.
Leave me alone.
I need to cough my phlegm up in peace.
Go away.
Because otherwise, I spend my whole time going, oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry about that sniff. Oh, sorry, I've just dropped down my nose. Like, you feel so gross and unfit for human consumption. Like, especially tricky if you're in a relationship and it's just started. When I first started going out with my boyfriend, within 3 weeks, I had developed a boil the size of a hard-boiled egg on my hip.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Yes,
boil.
I couldn't put trousers on because it was right on the waistband of the trousers. I've never had a boil before. I didn't know what it was. I genuinely thought it was some sort of tumour. Kept going to the doctors and they kept going, yes, you need to come back when it's exploded. And I was like, are you joking?
Didn't I kept wanting to lance it and you wouldn't let me?
Yes, because I didn't feel that you were a medical professional.
I'm a medical professional and I don't know why you won't get on board with that.
I want to lance your boil.
I cannot think of a better job than being a professional boil lancer.
I can't tell you how disgusting it is.
I know, I love it.
It's bad.
If I could be somebody who just like bursts those people's spots on their back for a living.
Okay.
That would be my ideal job.
Very difficult for me to get on board with that. I got drunk in the end and lanced it accidentally myself in my housemate's pants that I was wearing because I couldn't fit my
That is not an act, that's not lancing it accidentally, that's just you smashing it open.
Yeah, I skimmed the top off with my backpack
and
woke up covered in fluids.
Disgusting.
It was totally awful and absolutely gross. But the point is that the main thing about it was that it was like I was trying to conduct this very early stages relationship.
Sexy
time while unable to put my trousers on. And when we spent time together, it would have to be, I'd have to have pulled a bit of my trousers down and be sort of, what's the word?
Fanning.
Fanning my boil. No, putting like hot compresses onto my boil.
A poultice.
Yes. Which is difficult. It's just difficult to appear attractive.
Hard to keep the spark alive, isn't it, during the poultice?
The poultice period.
Maybe it made your love stronger.
It possibly did. Who's to say? Mm. Maybe it would be better if I hadn't have had a large boil. Mm. You know, I don't know. Yes, I think it's crucial. But before we get into it, let's do our adult things this week. I would like to go first because mine involves a bit of audio.
Do it.
Me and Tessa, if you may have heard, there's been some adverts that we've been recording that you might hear at, you know, sort of the beginning, the middle and the end of each podcast, and we recorded them in Edinburgh and I thought it was quite grown up. But I wanted to share today a section of one of the adverts that we tried to record while in a cupboard under a duvet in Tessa's flat in Edinburgh. Where Tessa has a problem saying a particular acronym, and it's probably the funniest thing I've ever heard. Okay, here we go. Shall I just play it to you so you have some kind of, because it's genuinely brilliant.
Also, crucially, Radiant Live Foundation has FPS. Also, crucially, Radiant Live Foundation has FPS 30 in it.
SPF.
SPF.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. What is it?
Sun protection factor.
So wise. Thank you. I think you should keep it in. Also, crucially, Radiant Lift Foundation has FPF 30.
SPF! I like it, it's great.
Okay.
Think of the sun when you say the first bit.
What am I saying?
FPF every time.
Okay, so
all the days.
Right. It has in it.
No, Radiant. You can't stop.
Right, crucially.
Stop sounding mad.
Okay, crucially, guys.
You sound mad again.
Reset.
Reset. Remember, like.
Also, crucially, Radiant Lift Foundation has FPF.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. Also, crucially,
you sound like you're having a heart attack. You're doing reset again. SPF.
Also, crucially, Radiant Lift Foundation has SPF. Also, crucially, Radiant Lift Foundation has SPF 30.
So you've never read anything before.
SPF. Also, crucially, Radiant Lift Foundation has FPF. Guys, it's got sun cream in it, okay?
You can't say sun cream.
Also, crucially, Radiant Lift Foundation has sun cream in it. It's FPF 30, so you don't. Said it!
You said FPF!
It's got it in it.
It's so great. And you literally say sun cream and then you say FPS. It's so good.
SPF.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, dear me.
So that was my most adult thing that I did, which I guess was just have a fun time listening to you try and say SPF. What's yours?
That's great.
Thank you.
Truly, I don't, honestly, I haven't got one.
You must.
Well.
You've turned up today and you're sick.
Thank you.
That's adult.
Yes, I'm here.
You're on time.
I'm dressed.
Yes.
And not the maddest.
You look absolutely fine. Like, you're wearing a normal outfit, which I did not anticipate.
No, I look a bit like a peasant, but...
No, that, you don't look like a peasant. I think you've just got...
Thank you.
No, you look like you're wearing a very normal outfit. Oh, God.
I took a lot of stuff back to Primark today.
So, this is incredibly adult.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it?
Yeah, that's great. You did returns while you're ill.
Yeah. I took back all the cheerleading uniform from prom night. We did this... we got to do this show in Edinburgh called Max and Band's Prom Night, and there was a cheerleading team, and I found everybody costumes in Primark.
It was Tessa's dream.
It was my dream. I lived my dream very hard, and then I made everyone give me them back, and then I took them back.
And you successfully got...
Well, there were these white polo necks, and I washed them, took the tags off, washed them, put the tags back on again, took them back to Primark. Please don't take me to jail, Primark.
That's great.
I'm very publicly saying the thing I did.
That's fine.
But yeah, I took them back.
Well done.
Yeah, I felt great about it.
That's really good. And you're ill. That's the crucial thing. Like, I struggle to do that when well, so that's really great that you did that when ill.
Well, this, I think this is maybe even the first place to begin this discussion.
Let's get in.
Let's get in a blanket and get in here with me. Get in this hot. Is don't do it. Don't.
Don't go to Primark.
Don't
take
try
back.
And go to Primark.
Okay.
Because I was like, well, I've got this time. I'm having a down day anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything else. I'll try and get all this stuff done.
Yeah.
And it was a mistake.
You were a mistake is what you just said. I was a mistake.
I was a mistake.
No yes, but I agree.
It's
yes.
a mistake. And because when you're sick, you're like, oh, I'll just potter around and I'll do these small activities and whatever. And I think the number one thing is accepting that you actually can't do any of the things and it would be best if you just lay down again. And we've got such a broken attitude, I think, to like powering through.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I think only in the last couple of years have I started working in a workplace where people were like, go, do not be here, please. Leave.
That's great. So you don't transmit.
So you don't make everybody else sick. And I'm very sorry if I made you sick.
That's okay. I've chosen to be here.
That's so brave.
Also, we're not going to get off with each other this time.
Oh, well, why did I come in then? I promised that. Yeah, and I was like, what a refreshing attitude.
Yeah.
Than being like, if you even are the hint of being sick, and I think we had this real like, power through, get a coffee and a day nurse and get through let's do it.
Yeah.
Whereas actually, you need to be like, no, just pause. It's so much more, it would be so much better just to take the whole, however many, the 24 hours and be very still and get up and be better afterwards than continue to be sick for a long time.
I think a lot of people like to wait until someone goes, you shouldn't be in.
Yes.
That's actually when I was working in offices, that was basically what I thought was the protocol.
Yes.
So I would wait until I looked like death and had infected at least 7 people and then I'd be sent home. And then by the time the next day when I woke up, I was probably better again. And so I'd actually ended up working through all the sick bit and then actually getting, like, and you're like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would have been better so much quicker if I hadn't struggled. You know,
it's such a thing, isn't it? Waiting to be told to go home. Like, you want to be sent home because then you're like, well, then I'm truly ill.
Yes,
and somebody said I couldn't work, but I'm such a brave soldier. Whereas just announcing that you're sick feels like that you've pussied out and you're like...
I always feel like I'm lying when I'm sick. Like, when I am, whenever... Especially because as a freelancer as well, like, so last year I did 3 months in the same office. It was a lovely place. And I got ill, it was in winter, so I got ill for like, maybe like 4 days. And I was like, no, I'm going to say I'm ill because if I don't, this could actually stretch on. And then, you know, I'm losing money. I'm only supposed to be there for 3 months. This doesn't look good. But the guilt was so much that I ended up going back into work when I shouldn't have done because I was just like, I can't cut. I feel like I'm lying. I feel like I'm pulling a sickie because, well, look, I got out of bed today. I could have got out of bed and gone to work. And you're like, no, that's not how it works. Like, it's, yeah. You shouldn't. You are contagious.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Yes, go away, please.
Go away, please.
Go away. And I think everyone just needs, we need to universally reset our attitude on illness.
Yeah.
And this, like, oh, you're a wimp and you're weak and, you know, be like.
It doesn't help as well that most people, like, this whole kind of, like, snowflake situation where in the back of my mind, I just think about all those people who are like, I went through the war. You're a snowflake. Like, yeah. Yes, but you're this whole, like, stiff upper lip thing is why we have so many problems in our society.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now.
I think everyone needs to reassess here and be like, if you are in a workforce, you know, that you are an employee, you just have to step back for a second and be like, look, this is more helpful.
Look,
if I'm
honey.
Look, honey. I'm looking after number one here. I've got to be well, and yeah. I cannot perform at the job that you pay me to do 100% if you don't let me go home and be sick.
Of course.
And if you work for yourself and therefore you're like, I'm losing money every day that I don't do this and I have to power through, but like, it will be so much more detrimental for you to be sick and shit for 10 days than it would be you to take 1 or 2 days off completely and be ready to go for the next 8 and for make up that time. Like, better that.
And absolutely, I agree.
Absolutely, I know. I know we all, and that's the thing. I think we all know it. It's just such a hard thing to put into practice.
There's the other side as well, which I think is what Florianne, her angle is as well, is that, like, it's quite hard to take a sick day or take like 3 in a row and not go out of your mind with boredom.
Yeah.
So I'm like you in terms. I mean, I don't take things back to Primark, but I'll try and like do work, or I'll try and. Yeah, like, I'll just try and do stuff because I'll just be so... And then you end up even more sick, and then you end up having to take more time off. And I think that's an important thing as well, like, how to relax, just to stop. Because if you feel crap and you're alone and you've got nothing to do because you can't really do anything, I don't understand how...
No.
It's so
I
hard.
Have been a little bit going out of my mind.
Yeah.
And, like...
How long have you been sick for?
About 5 hours.
No, but go on, seriously.
Maybe 3-4. I'm going up to day 4, I think.
Ugh, that's gross.
I haven't been on my own, and I have been traveling. I've been coming home from Edinburgh, so I'm on a plane and everything with this. So I've been very busy, which is nice. But yeah, like last night, I went to bed really early, and then I went to bed at like 9 o'clock, and then didn't really sleep about 3. So just was sort of like in the bed, and you can't, you know, it's not like, ooh, I'm in my bed. Because when you're well and you're in bed, you're like, ooh, what a treat. Like, ooh, I'm in my bed.
Tonight I got to go to my own bed.
I got to go to my own bed. Ooh wee, nothing to do. In my bed. Mm-mm. Watch the news. Whatever. Like, but when you're sick, you're like, I can't do anything. I can't read anything.
I can't focus.
And I'm all the wrong temperature. And everything hurts. And so it's not at all nice.
Yeah.
And it feels like, you know, rest is wasted on the sick. You know, it's
absolutely.
Like, it's not a pleasant thing to try and do. And you have to do it. And lying there knowing that you have to go to sleep to like help your body.
I found doing online food shopping really great when you're sick.
Oh, that's a lovely thing to do.
Because it's just enough concentration, because it's like a thing that you'll be getting, like a little present for yourself. And then also you can do that thing. I mean, I tried to do some research about like what to do when you're sick. I mean, it's all like, you know, eat clean, and you're like, oh, suck my dick. Like, when you've got a cold, like, you absolutely, you want to eat healthily, but then also get some cake in. Get yourself a birthday cake, mate. Like, absolutely.
Yeah. Also, you can't really taste anything anyway.
You can't, so it has to be quite extreme. Yeah. I have curries a lot when I'm ill because it clears my sinuses.
I had a Byron milkshake for dinner last night.
I mean, amazing. So, like, this is the sort of vitamins and minerals that you need to be getting into your body. But, like, if you can offset it with, like you're having now, a smoothie, like, to make sure you've had, you know, you've got in your 5 a day,
mm-hmm.
which means you can also have chocolate, have popcorn, have some stuff. And doing a food shop is quite nice because it's just the right amount of concentration, and it's, like, a fun thing that you're doing. And it's like, and you have a license often, you know, when you're doing food shopping normally, it's like, okay, what do I need for, well, I suppose I have to be healthy, or like, oh, I should make sure, like, bleh. But this, you're just like, what do I want to eat in the day? I'm going to be in all day. The food is my only fun point, so let's absolutely go to town on it. That, and the other thing that I do, which I found helpful, is things like, basically very similar to when I'm traveling, things like puzzles and games. Because
lovely.
Then you've just got something. So I don't know what games to play, so I've WhatsApped friends being like, what's like a really simple but like quite addictive game that I can not stop playing? That'd be great. And then just played that. There was a really nice one that was on House of Cards where you had to get a little girl around these like weird like Escher paintings. That was really fun. Anyway, point is, puzzles and games.
That's fun.
And the less kind of like, then the better. The more chilled out, the better.
Even that noise has sent me spiraling.
It's awful. It's basically pretend that you're like an old person in a retirement home who's like, yeah, okay, great, I've got loads of time.
Or a baby. Somebody,
a baby that's just been born.
Yeah, that you would give like soft, soothing colours.
Yeah.
Nice games to make the synapses work. That's
wear
like
a nappy.
Simple. Get in a nappy.
No one needs to be going to the bathroom when they're ill. Piss yourself.
Please scratch that bit. Don't do that bit, guys.
Day four. Wore a nappy, tried to piss myself.
Because I have been watching, and this was a huge mistake. I've been watching Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
And I've been watching most of season seven.
Season seven.
I know, it's astonishing, isn't it? And, or maybe season six. I don't know where we are. Either way, the final season. The current, whatever. The most recent one.
I'm so sorry.
And I woke up in the night thinking I was in a maximum security prison. And I was like, oh, baby, this has got to stop.
Have you watched The Good Place?
No. Oh, yes, I have. Yeah.
That would be my ideal sick one because it's like 20 minutes long episodes.
Yeah.
Season two is better than season one. Just gets better and better and better.
It's so great.
And it's just so
it's
easy
fantastic.
To watch.
Good it Place really is a great example. Orange is the New Black. What a fantastic show.
Mm.
Do not watch it while you're sick because it's way too intense. And you... Because I was thinking, like, but it's a show. Like, just entertain me.
Yeah.
Give it to me. I don't care. But I was like, no, I'm living it way too hard. It's very intense and very stressful. And I honestly woke up in the night, had been asleep. And then there was like a banging next door. There was next door to a drain pipe. But I honestly was like, oh, it's C block. Like, oh, I'm trapped in a gang warfare in this maximum security prison.
Classic.
I literally had, like, it took me a while to be like, oh, yeah, I'm not in prison.
Oh, my God. The last time I got flu, I tried to watch Narcos.
No.
I got about a minute in and was like, absolutely
no
not.
No way. Otherwise, you're like living that stress of being like, oh, and you're like, what am I going to do with all this cocaine I've got on me?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no, wait, I don't have any cocaine on me.
Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah.
Yes. The thing of like, it always comes back to perspective, doesn't it? And I feel like having the perspective of, so when I don't want to, when I like have a, say I haven't like done any exercise in ages and I'm like, I should go for a run just to do something nice for myself. I'll look at all the reasons why going for a run is really good. And then I'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I can do that. 20 minutes, I can do that. And it makes me feel a lot better about doing it. Relaxing is a similar thing. Like if I'm panicking about, I feel like it's quite hard to just relax. So, but there are so many amazing articles about like the importance of relaxing and what it does to your brain and how useful it is for healing your body. Like reading loads of those things will make you be like, yeah, I'm not going to go to Primark because there are no articles about how great going to Primark is for my body because it's awful. And like reiterating the usefulness of what you're doing and how relaxing is a task in and of itself.
That is a really good point because I think it's very hard once you're sick. You're just so angry at yourself that you got sick.
Yeah.
And you're like, here's this downtime. And I don't want this downtime. I've got things to do. And I'm furious. Whereas really, if you're like, oh, okay, let's take the benefits I can from this downtime. Be like,
yeah.
I'm just regrouping and resetting my body. And I got sick because I wasn't quite well enough. So I'm now getting... this is for a reason. And
yeah.
I'm,
is your body telling you to stop
for my body exactly telling me, rather than it's like that sort of furious... Yeah.
Because you do like...
Okay, thank you. I
when
feel
I've been really...
Better.
Oh, great.
Mm,
and I hope you do at home too. when I'm really busy or too busy, I sort of fantasize sometimes about just getting a cold because then I'm like, oh my God, then I'll have a reason to just stop.
Yeah.
And then when you do, you don't even think about it. You just, again, you're furious being like, well,
exactly.
I've got lots to do. And you're like, actually, everything that you have to do can be postponed by 2 days. Literally everything.
That is the thing. It's such a horrible... a horrible... maybe catch 22 that if you when you're well and someone says like I've been in bed all day watching Orange is the New Black, you're like, that sounds like the most delicious day in the world.
Yes,
I've been out here busy and furious. Whereas when you're sick and you have to go through it, you're like, it's not fun in here. Like, it's not nice. I'm not having a nice time.
You have to make it nice, like a retreat.
Yeah,
see it as like a your body is basically sent you on a retreat.
Your body sent you on a retreat.
It's free.
There's nothing you can do. Your body will decide when you're allowed to leave the retreat. There's not very much you can do about that.
No.
So you just have to sort of wait for your time to be up, much like a maximum security prison.
Oh no!
you can try and get your sentence down for good behaviour, but there's ultimately you ultimately just have to do your time, keep your nose clean, not to get into too much territorial gang warfare. What would you do if you went to prison? What would you make your currency?
Oh, wow. Okay. What would I make my currency? Okay,
I think I would like a tent to...
Okay, I could tell this was more of a...
No. I was just trying to help.
I know,
and
I
say,
know. I'm kidding.
Like,
go on.
Like, what would you have that you, is yours to trade?
Give me an example and then I'll...
Well, so one, you can...
My
like,
body!
Yeah, number one, your body. Sure. Option. Or like you can be, you know, you can traffic in the drugs or you... mine would be... Or like a skill... Mine, I think, yeah, would be like trying to teach or do something.
But oh,
like,
yeah.
That
nice.
Would be what I traded. And then I traded
for
commissary.
I'd put on shows.
Fantastic, Stevie. What would your little shows be of?
Oh, comedy shows.
That's and, lovely idea.
And I'd, or would do plays like Marit Seld. And yeah, and then I'd get everyone to like... have roles and tasks and then put it on for the prison guards.
That's fantastic. No, the other inmates.
I think prison guards would be fun because then that would create prison guard prisoner bonding.
Listen, if you spend as much time in maximum security as I have,
so
you'll
sorry.
Know that that
bonding, it's not gonna happen.
That
it's not
bonding
gonna happen.
Does not exist.
Okay, either that or my body.
That's a really great idea. Maybe I'll come in on the storytelling. Maybe that's what I'll
great.
People bring
you
me
can
like
be
a
the
Snickers
support act.
And I tell them a good story. Options.
That's harder to sell in, but I get it.
Yeah, it's hard. It would be hard for me to make my niche as soon as I got to prison.
Yes, I think you have to build up.
Yeah, build up to it.
Yeah,
build
yeah,
up
yeah.
to it.
But back to being sick.
Certainly,
sure.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is your thoughts on calling not sick people for chats? Pointless. Okay,
I've got
that.
Scrap.
Pointless.
Well, pointless. What? Tell me your thoughts on it.
I mean, I've never done it because I don't call anybody, but I do a lot of WhatsApping, and I think that sort of similarly when I'm at a job, like yesterday or the day before, I think it was when I was at a job and I was quite bored, and they hadn't given me any work to do in like 3 hours, so I just hello, and just started quite stupid conversations with people, so
yeah.
People some memes, see what came back.
I think a phone call is too much because I have not got anything to give.
That's true. And also, what would I do if someone who sounded like shit called me? I'd
yeah.
be like, that's even worse than a normal phone call.
Yeah. Imagine if I called you out of the blue and was like, I'm sick. And you'd be like, oh, my God.
Well,
what do you want?
Me to do emotional labour, whereas yeah, WhatsApp's
exactly.
fine.
I haven't got the energy for this shit. Whereas WhatsApp, yeah. And also, in the middle of the night when I was awake last night, I have met friends from around the globe.
Sure.
Stevie. No, I have a number of friends who in the last 6 months have left the country.
Oh, yeah.
And so a couple of people I know are on a different time zone.
Love that.
And so they were the ones I messaged. And actually, the conversations did not last very long because I tired of it. But like, it's just nice to like be like, oh, someone's awake and someone's, you know.
Yes, because I think you can. The bad thing is if you end up equating social media with that and you end up scrolling through Instagram and seeing loads of people who are out and about not ill.
Yes.
And it compounds the FOMO so much, whereas the WhatsApp thing is like a better way of doing that.
Yes. Instagram and Twitter have been too much. I've been like trying to go on them just like distract myself for the night, and it's too overwhelming.
It's horrible.
And like, and equally like, I haven't been able to read either, so I think probably the go-to, because I'm reading a sort of like a magical murder mystery, sure. Sure, everyone. I think maybe a book that you know and like.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Just start and
pick
the beginning.
Pick anywhere in that. Just open
or
it.
Or any of them.
Yeah, pick anywhere, any chapter, open it at random. Crack
get going.
On. Because
maybe
you probably
Lord
won't
the
make
Rings
it. Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Like, you won't, something that you know already, you won't make it very far through before you lose interest or you can't do it anymore. So, you know.
Yeah, you just want the equivalent of a literary hug.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
JK a literary
Rowling.
Hug.
JK Rowling hugs me. Oh, I started reading one, two, three, four. And now I've got to four, Harry Potter 4, The Goblet of Fire. And then I've stalled with the fifth one because I feel like it's too long. That was my least favourite book, but I'm gonna get
the which
get
is the
it.
Fifth, the Order of the
Order
Phoenix.
Of the Phoenix. There's a whole bit about Hagrid's brother, and you're like, do not give a shit.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is where she like it would have been. That was just like, yeah.
It needed a hefty edit, and I don't think anyone was willing to edit it.
Thank you for saying it, Stevie. Right, thank you. For
someone said it. Am I right?
Thank you for saying it. That's
right.
Exactly.
Column on it.
That's exactly right. It just branched off into so many weird places that you're like, what is this?
Yes.
And actually...
You got back on track, I thought.
Yeah, but then there's like stuff with like Dumbledore's sister.
Oh, yeah.
That painting that's down... You walk down an alleyway and found his brother.
Yeah. Sorry.
Early Voldemort and his parents.
Yeah, don't need it.
We were like, what is this?
Yeah, get out. So you mentioned another tip that I read about and also I feel like is a good one. You mentioned you tried to get back into doing some jobs, doing some work.
Yeah.
As in doing some tasks, essentially. Yes. And I feel like that is, yeah, no, don't do that. But there's a possibility of still, like, maintaining a little foot in the normal world by doing some low-level admin.
Please.
Emails. And even if that takes you, like, all day to like, if you're like, oh, I'm supposed to, you know, get in touch with that person about that thing, and you just haven't, you can spend all day just drafting an email at your leisure.
Yeah.
But then try and, like, complete, like, two things per day that you're like, that's good, and will further my... world,
yes.
Rather than so you don't feel like you're in full stasis, which is that's the problem that I have. I'm just like, well, that's a whole day gone by where I haven't furthered my career.
Yes,
you know, not that I'm constantly furthering my career, but you know what I mean. Suddenly, you're like the wasted time, even though I waste a lot of my time.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly. I think it's the wasted time being. It's the compulsory waste of time.
No one likes to be told what to do.
No, and I was thinking like if you have like a more extreme sick like But extreme short-term sick, like food poisoning or something,
oh, God.
That is just awful. And you're sort of completely checked out.
You don't care about work.
You aren't being
you
like, exactly, there's no, exactly. You're so far gone that, stopping shitting is your total focus. So there's no sort of like, I wonder if I can do a little task today. You're like, my little task is don't shit again. So like, it's much more not that it's more bearable. Like
my
every
little task is don't shit. Really Wednesday, don't shit.
Don't shit. Because it's more extreme shorter term. It's not that in any way it's like any kind of sick is better or worse than another kind, but it's a different kind. Whereas this like exhausting, just like endurance is like,
because you've still got your brain.
You've still got a brain and you still just feel so cross with yourself that you, and I think making peace is such a massive one to do early on. And even though I'm like saying it, I still don't feel I can do it. And also to like tell people, if people like are waiting on work from you, whatever, or you're sort of in charge, you know, just tell people and be like, I'm not very well, I'll be up and running in a day.
Yeah.
But just so you know, rather than trying to like plow through everything. And
oh,
being,
don't plow through.
And being
absolutely
cross with yourself. And I think no one really has that leisure of being like, I'll just take a few days off and no one will even notice.
There's such a huge difference between just taking some days off for yourself and being, and your snot forcing you to.
Yeah.
As it's such a, it's because you just don't want to be told what to do. Like, no. It's not, you just, no. No.
So I've been reading up a bit about it, about things, the sort of irrational, how irrational you can get when you're not well.
Yes.
And obviously leaving the house, doing things, going for a walk, marvellous. But like me stood in the queue in Primark today, I thought I might kill a man.
Oh,
like,
sure.
I was, and it's so, like, it was such a mistake to do. And it's such like a, you get so irrational and so cross. And the sick rage is a real thing. And we should all be more aware of it.
Mm.
And more forgiving of ourselves and not put ourselves in situations and not be like force ourselves to be like, I refuse to be ill, I'm doing this thing. Like, it will be, you're gonna have such a worse time. Like, I could those things to Primark, like, it was not an emergency. Like, I could have done it any time. Like,
yeah.
I just wanted to get it done, but I'm still cross about it now.
Yeah, of course. And you can't cope with smaller things. So like,
yeah.
And on like another day, a long queue and a slow walking person or someone barging into you, you just wouldn't even really notice.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas now you will, the red rage descends.
The red rage. Like the bus was like 4 minutes slower than it should have been today. And I was beside myself. Absolutely beside myself. And also the other thing was about, when I was reading about it, it was so nice to hear people talking about the duvet and your like war with the duvet, and okay. It's completely the wrong weight, the wrong temperature, and just accepting that it says, somebody wrote like, just accept that it's going to be the wrong temperature.
Yeah.
And there isn't a better duvet somewhere in the house. There isn't a better thing that you can do now that's going to fix this.
Yeah.
Like, it, nothing will be good.
That's so true. I basically like move from bed to sofa to chair.
Yeah.
To like floor back to sofa.
Yeah.
To bed. Don't just do that every hour.
In a circle.
It's horrible.
And being like, oh, here's a plan. This will fix it. Be like, yeah. It won't. And so if you can just, again, like make that peace, like just accept that actually it's not going to be nice anywhere. And let go of that idea that you have any sort of control or that anything will be nice.
There's that's uplifting. There was a lovely dose of optimism there from Tessa. The one thing that my friend did tell me that helped with the temperature changing at night was that she has a hot water bottle and then something out the fridge. And then just alternates with
that. That's a great idea.
And then when the fridge thing is cold, she just goes to the fridge and swaps it. Also, during like the heat wave, I woke up in bed with a bottle of Prosecco because I've just been holding it to my heart because I was so hot. Just anything that's cold, that's
absolutely great.
Yeah.
Having it, that's so much more helpful than mine. Me being like, there is nothing good in the world. Yeah. Yes, that's marvellous. An ice pack in the bed with you, a hot water bottle in the bed with you.
Just next to you so that then...
When it's the hot time, you're ready.
Yeah, and then when it's the cold,
trade it up.
Absolutely trade it up.
Keep looking after yourself.
The worst, I think, is when you're ill and you swap your pillow over and you realise you only just swapped your pillow over so it's still warm both sides.
Oh.
That is my least fave. Same with duvet. With duvet, I think it's even more upsetting because it's such an effort. And there's always someone in the bed with me. So when I swap the duvet, they're like, what are you doing? And then I've swapped it, and then I realized that I did it about 5 minutes ago.
My housemate, who has been looking after me, went to get me a cold flannel, and then couldn't find a flannel in the house, so he put his own pants in the freezer.
That's so great. That is so wonderful.
Thank you.
Just resourceful, finding some things to help. You know?
Yeah, and actually that was marvellous.
Yeah.
Having a thing on your forehead makes the world of difference.
Yes.
Having something to like hold you in.
Yes, forehead, chest,
yeah.
Wrists.
Back of neck,
I didn't even think about that.
Mm.
That's great. So hopefully that helped. If you're sick or if you know someone who's sick, direct them to this podcast. Sorry, you've often been sending us great suggestions and we have been listening to them. It's just we've been a little bit all over the place because we went to the Edinburgh Fringe and then we're back, Tessa's sick, but now it's back... On, we're doing every Tuesday. We're going to work through your ideas. And thank you so much for your emails. We do read them. So, yes, email us at nobodypanic.
Yes, and we are working through all those suggestions.
We are.
We promise.
Promise.
We promise.
nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. Tweet me at Stevie M. The S is a 5.
At Tessa Coates.
Or at nobodypanicpod. And we're doing a live podcast next Saturday. I think it's sold out, but if you get in touch with King's Place, there might be some seats available. Go on our Twitter. We've got all the links and stuff there, but we're going to do some more in the future. So don't worry if you've missed out. It's fine.
Amazing.
And have a great week, guys.
My uplift. I just want to uplift.
Oh, yes.
I just want to uplift us out of here.
Oh, my God, please.
And say, get a Lucozade.
Yeah, Lucozade.
That's it.
Great!
No. As in, like, you know all the... That's the thing. Like, we can't give you any more tips. You know all the stuff.
Yeah, it's
like,
take the medicine.
Take the medicine. Drink more water. Have more sleep. Like, we know all the things.
So
you
do
know.
All the things.
And have a lovely Lucozade and pretend your mum has said you can't go to school and you have to lie on the sofa.
Mine's warm Ribena.
Just get... Oh, I actually bought some Calpol for myself.
Oh, that's nice.
Just do whatever it is your mum did.
Some baby medicine.
Yeah.
Because it'll work. And have a good week.
Get better soon.
Get better soon.
Hang in there.
Bye.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.